Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Welcome, Dream Big listeners. You are worthy. Let's just start there. You are worthy. And what does that mean? And how does it feel when I say that to you? When people say it to me, I get uncomfortable. And I had this long discussion. You know, pandemics are awesome for focusing your energy on things that you can work on. And also, it sheds light on things that you may not be aware of sometimes. So my sister and I had a huge discussion about worthiness yesterday, and it just felt like a really good topic to talk about today. You know, what does it mean to be worthy, and how do we approach that? So for me, I know that sometimes, especially in the industry that I'm in, the music industry and a very competitive type thing, there is that feeling of, am I good enough? Am I worthy of success? Am I worthy of having a good life? And I mean, I think we all want to know and believe that we feel we are worthy, but sometimes our actions speak louder than words. I know when I go to, you know, into that ping pong of a deal, working out money and things like that for festivals or shows, there's that little girl inside me that's like, oh, I shouldn't ask for too much, or I shouldn't expect too much, or, you know, an awards ceremony or an opportunity, you know, am I approaching it in the right mental way? So I decided, I like this Awaken the Greatness Within. It's a great website and you should check it out, especially if you need a very uplifting, you know, mental day. You know, this is a good place to go. So, you know, there's quite a few quotes in here that I really, really bonded with. And I thought that it was really important that I could touch on them. And, you know, we can really think about it. So one of the quotes, it says, know your worth. Know your worth. Okay, that's a simple statement, right? And then it says, then add tax, which is hilarious because we have this kind of idea, at least I do. I can't speak for all of us, obviously, but we have this idea of where we think we're worthy or how we think we're worthy. And this quote is saying, okay, great. So this is where you think you are. Now go ahead and add some tax. Go ahead and give yourself some extra juice. Go ahead and just open your heart to know that you're even worth more than you actually believe. Because I think for us, we can look at other people. It's easy. It's so easy to and see how these people succeed or how they carry themselves, or that's why they got this, or that's why they are who they are. And look at how they carry themselves. We don't know how they feel about themselves. We don't. But what we do know is what we see. So how about put someone in your brain right now, in your mind, of someone that you really look up to, or someone that you think is really worth the life that they have. Now I want you to, and I don't want to say compare, but I want you to take that juice that you're giving them and bring it to yourself. Turn it inside and know that you are worthy. You are worth as much as anyone else on this planet. Because here's another quote. Never forget how rare you are. So I'm on this podcast today, right? And there are times where I don't feel worthy to be in the presence of my producer, Remy, because he knows how to get things done. And I'm always like, Remy, how do I do this? Or what do I do? And, you know, things like that, or, you know, just run ideas by him. And so, you know, he is a rare human being. Remy is, like, to me, very unique and this personality that he has and this voice that he has and just this energy that he has. So he is rare, okay? So I have to somehow understand that I am rare as well. No one else is like Remy, although we could use quite a few more people like Remy. And no one else is like me. Now, there are people that we can compare to, the people that we, oh, yeah, kind of has his, you know, personality or his looks or whatever. But no one else is him and no one else is me. So my sister always says, compare and despair. And I love that. I think it's such a great statement because when we compare ourselves to someone else and we feel not as worthy and we basically despair, we have these negative feelings about ourselves. We don't know what that other person's thinking. We don't even know how that other person feels. And for all we know, that person doesn't feel worthy either. So how do we get to a point? How do we get to a point to bring ourselves to worthiness? You know, it's something I'm going to work on the rest of my life. There is no doubt, you know. But one thing I can say, there are a lot of things we can put into place. So are there people in your lives or things in your lives that you're doing that you're surrounding yourself with that may make you not feel very good about who you are? Here's another quote from the website I was talking about. Things of value require sacrifice. If people are too hurt, too busy, or too damn stupid to see that you're a blessing they've been asking for, just fall back. Know your worth. I like that. Just fall back. So if, let's say, okay, so there's a certain situation and people that are involved in my life that just, I don't know what it is, but they don't like me. At least that's the feeling I get. That's this vibe, I guess you could say. So what do? I keep going back and I keep running into the brick wall. Maybe they'll like me today. Okay, Jill, no. Fall back. Just walk away. Because there is this person to the other side of that wall who treats me with respect, who loves me, who understands me, even in my darkest times, even in the not so attractive days where I may just not be feeling good, or I am self-deprecating, or I am just needing some juice. And why would you ever continually run your head into a brick wall knowingly? Don't. Just don't. Because guess what? If you let go of the situation or the person that is detrimental to your worth. And sometimes we're not aware of it. Sometimes we're absolutely not aware of it. And the bottom line is when we are feeling heavy about something, that's when you go to that person that's on the other side of that wall, that really nice person, and say, what do you think? It's not gossiping. You just say, what do you think? Am I crazy? And I guarantee you that person who cares about you, who wants your heart to be protected, will be truthful, will bring you to the honest view of what they see. A lot of our friends and family who love us for who we are can see when we're running. You know, they can see the train wreck coming. They know. And we don't always want to listen. I don't know why, but we don't always want to listen. We always think that we know better. Or we'll make excuses. Oh, no, they were just, you know, that's just the way those people are. You know, it's okay that they treat me like, excuse my language, shit. It's okay. No, it's not. It's not okay. You know, going back to, you are rare. You are a rare human being. And you deserve to not put your light under a bushel. You are allowed and you should let your light shine. Don't dim it for anyone. Don't try to explain it away to anyone. The people who see your light and respect your light and want that light in their lives, man, those are the people that you surround yourself with. You know, here's another quote from that website. I don't know why we all hang on to something we're better off letting go of. Oh my God. That's a quote from Meredith Grey. I don't know who she is. I'm going to look it up because it's really amazing. Let me repeat that. I don't know why we all hang on to something we're better off letting go of. What are you holding on to? I mean, when I think about my life, I know there's a few things and a few people, things like that. But I think as I get older, that's one thing about getting older that's really awesome, is that you start understanding what's draining you. Now, I can't say I got the whole self-worth thing down pat yet, but I do know that there's this feeling that comes to me now that I'm more aware of, where I've always had the feeling, but now when it comes up, it's almost like a red flag goes up and goes, warning, warning, warning. You know, you've got that feeling that person's coming after you. Why is that person coming after you? I have no idea why they feel the need to do so, but you don't have to stand there and take it. You don't have to be in a situation, a negative situation, whether it be work-related or emotionally, friendship-related, family-related. You do not have to stand in the quicksand and be sucked in. Grab that rope and get on out of there, because you deserve better. That is where the worth comes in. You do deserve better. Doesn't mean that you tell everybody to F off and move on. No, it just means that you can love them from afar. You can absolutely thank them in your mind and forgive them and move on. Open space in your life, okay? Because here's an anonymous quote from that page. When you start seeing your worth, you'll find it harder to stay around people who don't. So here's another example. So as a musician, there is this kind of underlying feeling we all have, like, oh, you know, if I'm going to be creative, you know, I've got to be poor. No, you don't. No, you don't. But there's so many artists that feel that way. So when somebody gets a day job, they're like, oh, they're not a true artist. Yes, they are. They just can multitask, for God's sake. But there are people like that. So you could sit there with the people who can't pay their rent. You could sit there with the people who say, I want to be poor. I don't want to be famous. I'm just doing it for the art. And I understand with that, that means I have to be broke. I am here to tell all you artists and anyone else who feels that way, there is absolutely no reason why you can't make money in this world. Does not take away from your worth. Actually helps your bank account. Puts worth on a whole different level. Doesn't mean you have to base how you feel about worth, about what's in your bank account. But also, it doesn't mean that you have to be broke in order to realize, you know, through the pain and suffering I can feel. Granted, I always feel like I write better when I am suffering, but that's another story in itself. So when you do start seeing your worth, I guarantee you that some of these negative energy people will fall away. You don't even have to do anything. It's not like you have to say, get out of my life. No, they will just fall away. You will find yourself attracting like-mindedness. You will find yourself surrounded by people who really want to work on recognizing their own self-worth. Isn't that cool? I love that. So when you, it's like anything, it's like, we call it condoing in my house. You know, when you clean out your closet or clean out your filing cabinets, and believe me, we've all been doing that during the pandemic, I hope. If not, no big deal. But for me, I did. And what it did was I had this file cabinet in my office at home. And for some reason, I kept putting it off, cleaning it out. And I don't know why. But then when I finally did it, I got it. It was because so much of my past was in this little filing cabinet. And it caused me to face, well, I assumed it was going to cause me to face some of my mistakes because there was like divorce papers in there. There was like old record contracts in there. There was so much of my past in there. And I really thought it was going to be painful. I thought I was going to be depressed. But what I did was I looked through it and I lived through it again. And I realized all of the beauty that came from these situations, you know, and the growth, the spiritual growth, the education I got from all these experiences, and realized that some of those people are no longer in my life. So here I clean out this cabinet, right? And I put all of my new projects into this filing cabinet. I put all of these photos and different kinds of writings and things like that, all in these cabinets. So what I did was I made space for new by letting go of the old and a lot of the situations that made me feel less than or less worthy. And then also just like, you know, beating myself up all those years, you know, for mistakes I made and things like that. So when you start seeing your worth, you'll find it harder to stay around people who don't and situations that don't. So maturity is another quote. Maturity is learning to walk away from people and situations that threaten your peace of mind, self-respect, values, morals, or self-worth. Now, in this political climate we're living in, oh my gosh, it is, I guess I've never witnessed it to this extent. And being an empath, I just like, oh, it just sucks me in. And I have to literally pull myself away from it because like, are you kidding? You know, Jill, you're like reading this stuff and you can literally feel your blood pressure go up. My head feels like it's going to explode. I find myself screaming at the TV. Oh my God. Okay, let's get mature. That's what this quote says. Maturity is learning to walk away from people and situations that threaten your peace of mind, self-respect, values, morals, and self-worth. So why jump in to the insanity, okay? I'd rather go work in my garden and find some peace of mind and see something that I was a part of helping grow. Wow. That gave me self-worth. Just to see, because I used to kill plants all the time. Today is this week is an interesting week for me. And I never thought I'd be in this place. My father passed away on April 20th and 3 years ago. And I remember 3 years ago thinking that every time this day would come up, I would probably be in a ball and not be able to function. Well, you know what? I woke up on April 20th and the sun was shining. It actually looks exactly like the day of his funeral. Remember that day was so stunningly beautiful. It was crispy spring-like day with beautiful sun in Michigan. And I was so happy it wasn't raining. And so I decided, you know, there's a lot of jokes that go along with 420 if you're a pot smoker or if you're not. Anyway, it's usually celebrated by the people who love cannabis. So my husband rolled over and said, happy 420. And then I could see as he said it, he realized. And I thought, I said to him, I said, no, I'm okay today. I'm good today. And it came with maturity of time. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be sad, but I'm also going to celebrate my father today instead of remembering his last days, which is, you know, right after someone dies, you usually remember those if you're with them and you see the suffering and the pain and the last time you see them before they leave this planet. I'm not going to do that. Today, I'm going to remember, since it's 420, I remember my dad. He was a physician. He was the life of the party. And we had five kids in our family. And we were known to have the best parties on the street. We had a big house, a big pool, and we could have up to 250 people in our backyard without a problem. Well, my father loved this. He loved being around all of our friends. He and our friends adored him. They called him Doc and they partied with him. And I remember one time my mom said, go find your father. Now, my mom was like the nun. You know, she was one keeping everybody fed. She used to make sloppy joes and macaroni and cheese and just like really make sure that we had enough carbs in our bellies so that we wouldn't get too wasted. And the bottom line was, my father was always the one going off getting into trouble. So my mom said, Jill, being the responsible one, I was, they call me the balance beam, go find your father. So I was looking all over the property for him, and I go to the front yard, and this is going to be something I remember, and hopefully my relatives won't be mad I'm saying it, but I remember walking outside looking on the front lawn. We had a huge circular driveway with these big trees. My father was standing there with my sister's boyfriend, Sammy. I never forget this. And I could see the back, my dad from the back. And I said, Dad, Dad. And he turns around and he was hitting a bong. And I never seen my dad do this. And he goes, blah, and he blew it out and he goes, what? And I go, Mom's looking for you, sober up. But you know, some people could be appalled by this story and some people could say it was irresponsible, but you know what, it was my dad and it was funny and I love that story and I love telling that story, and that is going to be one of the stories I remember this week of my father to bring joy into my life. So maturity means time, right? It means growth. I feel that from the death of my father, there's been a lot of angst with it. You know, there's always those things about financial stuff and their family gets weird. But you know what? Maturity is learning to walk away from people and situations that threaten your peace of mind, self-respect, values, morals, or self-worth. Guess who's in charge of that? You are. You are in charge of your own maturity. You are in charge of your mature thoughts. You are in charge of starting to awaken and understand what it feels like when your peace of mind is being threatened, or your self-respect is being threatened, or your values, or your morals, and especially your self-worth. When you know your worth, no one, absolutely no one, can make you feel worthless. Isn't that cool? When you know your worth, no one can make you feel worthless. So somebody could say god awful things, you know, and you could be like those little rubber dolly things that, like, you know, you punch them and they don't ever fall down. So that could be like it. Not that you want people to punch you, but I'm just saying, if you know your worth, there is this kind of bubble around you that no matter what someone else says, and usually people that go after you about your worth is because they're threatened. They're threatened by their fear of themselves. It's not about you at all. So, you know, it's about not, here's, you know, this is a great quote here on this website. Make sure you don't start seeing yourself through the eyes of those who don't value you. There you go. Okay. You have to, you are in charge of it. You are in charge of yourself. You are in charge. And it sounds like a lot of work sometimes, like, oh my God, I'm exhausted sometimes even thinking about it. But when you move into your own worth, you move different. That's all there is to it. You need to love yourself. Love yourself. Here's a good quote. Love yourself so much to the point that your energy and aura rejects anyone who doesn't know your worth. It is really cool when people who want to come after you and you're just like, nope, and I'm in a good mood and nope, I'm putting my happy-go-lucky guard up and I'm just like, nope, you're not going to break into this. I'm going to have a good day and you just don't understand me, you know? That is true peace of mind, people. And it's so, so wonderful. And I really want you to take away from today, not to have to work on yourself. If you, you know, that's not what I'm saying, but just plant a little seed in yourself today and say, I am worthy. And every morning visualize watering it. Oh, I know some people, like my husband, are probably like rolling their eyes at this thought, but really I think it works. Visualization works, you know? And once we become aware, that's all I'm asking, is for you to become aware of what your worth is And your worth, when you become aware, it becomes energy. And energy attracts positive things. Positive energy attracts positive things. If you know your worth, you will attract these things. If you put yourself down, you will attract that as well. So think about that. I want to leave you with that. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. I am worthy of you. And you are worthy of hearing this. So have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you next week.